Support for the new speaker. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. House Republicans are rallying around Kevin McCarthy, who finally struck a deal with staunch conservatives. He was given the gavel after 15 rounds of voting.
I am the eternal optimist, so I said from the beginning that we would be better for having gone through this process.
Congresswoman Kat Kamick, McCarthy had to agree to a number of concessions.
In the past 2 years, there's been almost no authority for individual members of Congress, and this framework, now an agreement, did exactly that. And I look forward to exercising the constitutional authorities given to me as a member of Congress.
Congressman Keith Self, one key concession, it'll be easier for any member of Congress to trigger a no-confidence vote against the speaker. President Biden, who released a statement congratulating McCarthy, will visit the southern border tomorrow. The trip to El Paso, Texas, comes after the White House unveiled a new program aimed at curbing illegal immigration.
This new parole program from the White House would block migrants from Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Haiti from crossing the border without proper authorization, something they will have the chance to apply for. Up to 30,000, in fact, per month from those four countries I just mentioned, they'll be given a chance to come to the U.S. legally each month.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, the Republican governor of Texas, calls the plan a band-aid for a historic flood. Missiles from Russia have stopped being lobbed into Ukraine as the region observes a brief ceasefire for Orthodox Easter. Yesterday, the White House unveiled another package of aid that includes tank-killing armored vehicles and anti-tank missiles. Germany and France are also promising a shipment of similar hardware. Ukraine's president called the U.S. package very powerful. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Lots of activity at a home in Moscow, Idaho, where four University of Idaho students were killed in November.
Interesting developments at the house where those four students were murdered. Our cameras caught investigators bringing out more evidence from the home just yesterday afternoon. And among the items that they removed were mattresses.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, one of the mattresses appeared to be stained with blood. Police have released chilling details about what murder suspect Brian Koberger was allegedly doing before and after the crime. Another day of searching in suburban Boston for a mother of three last seen early on New Year's Day. Yesterday, police searched an area near a highway for 39-year-old Anna Walsh of Cohasset. For those of you looking to buy a new car, sticker shock is an understatement.
Due to high inflation, the cost of buying a car has gone way up. According to the research company Edmunds, as used car values decline, more Americans are making four-figure and higher monthly new car payments. That's the highest it's ever been. The company's analysis shows the annual percentage rate, or APR, on newly financed vehicles climbed 6.5% in the last quarter of 2022, compared to just 4.1% a year ago. And more than 15% of consumers who financed a new car in that time period are now paying $1,000 per month or more for that new ride. To make matters worse, the experts say that consumers should not expect prices to fall to where they were before the pandemic recession hit in early 2020. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
No need to worry about a car payment if you win Mega Millions. The jackpot up for grabs on Tuesday will be worth more than $1 billion. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.